The Supreme Court yesterday ruled against air pollution control officials in Southern California. In an 8-1 decision, the justices ruled that a California agency overstepped its authority when it introduced a hard-hitting anti-smog plan. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A few years ago, officials at California's South Coast Air Quality Management District came up with what they thought would be a surefire way to reduce pollution in the state's smoggiest counties. They required bus and truck operators to update their fleets with the cleanest burning, lowest emission vehicles on the market. Sam Atwood is the agency spokesman.
These fleet rules were one of our key strategies to help us meet federal clean air standards. And in addition, they were a very important strategy to reduce toxic air emissions.
The plan, which targeted everything from city buses to private airport shuttles and cargo trucks, went over like a lead balloon. Oil companies and engine manufacturers quickly filed a lawsuit. They argue that the local California officials lacked the authority to set their own separate vehicle emission requirements that conflict with national standards. Yesterday, the Supreme Court affirmed this argument.
I think it's a very clear-cut case, and that's why it was 8-1.
That's Rob Rivett of the Pacific Legal Foundation, a private property rights advocacy firm based in Sacramento. He says the decision clarifies how much leeway local agencies have in trying to implement federal standards.
The court said you can have voluntary programs, you can have incentive programs, you can do all sorts of things which incentivize the purchase of low-emission vehicles, but you cannot establish mandatory rules which in essence establish the standard that that Congress said is to be established at the federal level.
The diesel industry views the court decision as a victory. Alan Schaefer of the Diesel Technology Forum argues, had the South Coast's fleet program been left unchallenged, bus and truck operators could have been forced to buy one fleet of vehicles that passed muster in Southern California and operate another fleet that met the national standards used in the rest of the country.
The net result of all of that, of course, would be driving up substantially the cost of moving goods in this country. And I think the decision today is one that keeps us out of that mess.
Officials charged with implementing federal environmental laws have a very different take on the court ruling. Bill Becker directs a national organization of state air officials. He argues the decision will have the practical effect of tying the hands of local regulators around the country.
It's going to take away one of the important regulatory tools that localities rely upon to clean up the air and provide healthy air for everyone throughout the country.
Becker argues the South Coast regulators were not trying to break ranks from the federal standard. They were simply taking ambitious steps to reduce smog in order to comply with those standards. This is the point Justice David Souter made in his lone dissent. He argued that federal law does not prohibit one of the most polluted regions in the U.S. from requiring private fleet operators to buy clean engines. While the other justices disagreed with Souter, the ruling does allow the South Coast to require the public buses system to buy new vehicles. The court also left the agency one option for extending the program to private fleets. It can petition the Environmental Protection Agency for a waiver, but Bill Becker argues it's not an ideal way to proceed.
Localities should have more direct access to clean up the air and not have to go through this complicated morass in order to address what appears to be a very significant health problem.
South Coast officials say there's no determination yet on what the agency will do. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.